Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roberto Pena. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Al Downing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. McNerney reaches second base with a double. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena bunts towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to third. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive towards first. Hegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Hinton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hinton. Smith scores. Harper goes all the way around to score. Hegan moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McNerney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan bunts towards the mound. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Hydman moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Leon reaches second base with a double. Hydman scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 0 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Leon applying the tag. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hydeman hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 0 in the game. Hargan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hargan moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNerney for a passed ball. Hargan scores. Leon moves to second. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon moves to third. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Leon scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Fosse moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak bunts towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to second. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ted Hollander pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Ted Hollander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hyndman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Hargan reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Hollander now playing center field. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Vince Colbert now pitching. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Vada Pinson pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gellner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heidman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Vada Pinson now playing right field. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Bob Berta pinch hits for John Gellner. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium. I. And Cleveland.